AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. fighter jets shot down an unknown object off the coast of Alaska. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it was flying at about 40,000 feet and posed a risk to civilian aircraft.
The size of a small car, and it was over a very sparsely populated area, but also more critically, it was over water space when we ordered this down.
More than a dozen people were pulled out of the rubble alive Friday after more than 4 days trapped in frigid darkness following the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria, the death toll, however, nearing 24,000. Russia used drones, cruise missiles, and strategic bombers in the latest wave of attacks across Ukraine, a broad barrage all the way to Lviv near the western border with Poland, while Russian ground forces intensified their push in the east. Back in this country, an FBI search at former Vice President Mike Pence's home has turned up another classified document. It followed his lawyer's discovery of sensitive government documents there last month. Meantime, the AP has learned lawyers for former President Trump have turned over additional documents with classified markings to federal investigators, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. The source spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Also turned over an empty folder with classified markings. And a widely used abortion pill could be pulled off the market by a legal case in Texas.
The case filed by abortion opponents who helped challenge Roe v. Wade seeks to reverse a decades-old approval by the Food and Drug Administration. A federal judge appointed by former President Trump could rule on the case this month. If he sides with the plaintiffs, it could halt the supply of the drug called mifepristone in all states, both with abortion bans and without. The plaintiffs argue the drug was approved too quickly, but lawyers for the FDA say that's not true. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Many sports fans subscribe to the adage, defense wins championships. Greg Eklund reports the Chiefs are wary of the Eagles' formidable defensive line heading into Super Bowl 57.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes goes into the Super Bowl as the NFL's MVP, but he knows the Chiefs' offense can operate as efficiently as the blocking by his offensive line.
Everybody knows that everything starts up front, and so it'll be a great challenge for our offensive line to try to do what they can in the run game and the pass game of protecting and run blocking.
Mahomes is wary of the Eagles' sack totals, with 70 during the regular season. Since sacks became an official statistic in 1982, only the Chicago Bears in 1984 and the 1989 Minnesota Vikings have had more. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
The game airs on Fox Sunday. Broadcast starts at 6:30 Eastern, but there will be hours of pregame. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.